As one of Madame de Guermantes' footmen was in the habit of talking to Françoise, I picked up the names of several of the houses which she frequented, but formed no impression of any of them. From the moment in which they were a part of her life, of that life which I saw only through the veil of her name, were they not inconceivable? "Tonight there's a big party with a Chinese shadow show at the Princesse de Palmes," said the footman, "but we shan't be going, because at 5 o'clock Madame is taking the train to Chantilly to spend a few days with the Duc d'Aumale. But it'll be the lady's maid and valet that are going with her. I'm to stay here. She won't be at all pleased. The Princesse de Palmes won't. That's 4 times already she's written to Madame la Duchesse."
"Then you won't be going down to Guermantes Castle this year?"
"It's the first time we shan't be going there. It's because of the Duke's rheumatics. The doctor says he's not to go there till the hot pipes are in, but we've been there every year till now, right on to January. If the hot pipes aren't ready, perhaps Madame will go for a few days to Cannes, to the Duchesse de Guise, but nothing's settled yet."
"And to the theatre do you go sometimes?"
"We go now and then to the opera, usually on the evenings when the Princesse de Palmes has her box. That's once a week. It seems it's a fine show they give there, plays, operas, everything. Madame refused to subscribe to it herself, but we go all the same to the boxes Madame's friends take. One night, another, often with the Princesse de Guermantes, the Duke's cousin's lady. She's sister to the Duke of Bavaria." "And so you've got to run upstairs again now, have you?" went on the footman, who, albeit identified with the Guermantes, looked upon...